He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, November the 18th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Did you see it? Or did you miss it? It happened awfully quick. It has come and gone, but the Dow was above 16,000 there this morning for a short time. It's now, it's still up 26 points, but it's at 15,988 right now, just 12 points below. The S&P also was above 1,800 for a little bit this morning, and now it's down a couple to 1,796. The NASDAQ is down 12. It was up about 5 or 6 points this morning, and now it's down 11, 3,974 on the NASDAQ. Gold is down today. Gold is at $1,282 per ounce. Crude oil is at $93.86. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.69%, so it's come down just a little bit here since last week. But major milestones again in the market. Is this market still in its bullish trend line? Do we still have the go-go asset classes of the market leading the way? Do we still have the go-go sectors of the market leading the way? Well, early in the week, we like to stop and pause and step back a little bit and look at the big picture of the market. Because at some point in time, we know that a tornado is going to hit this market. Hopefully, we get plenty of warning to batten down the hatches before that happens. And of course, we had a terrible weekend this weekend with the tornadoes in the Midwest, and we pray for all of those. But we know at some point in time, this bull will be over. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, I want to use a football analogy. Why not? Did anybody watch any football over the weekend? Come on now, be honest. No, I know there's a lot of you that probably never even look at the NFL scores or turn on the TV to watch college or pro football. But there's a couple of people that I want to talk about here today and then relate it to the stock market. My father was a bit of a USC fan. I mean, grown up in Southern California. And you're usually either a UCLA fan or a USC fan down in the Southern California area. I'm neither. I'm a San Diego State fan, which they've had their years. This isn't one of them. But USC has had some glory years, obviously. Remember the student body riot and all of the tailbacks that USC propelled into the NFL? Heisman Trophy winner year after year after year. Whoever was the anointed one, whether it was O.J. Simpson or Anthony Davis or Mike Garrett, they put some running backs into the NFL, and they were known for their sweep around the right corner, around the left corner. And, of course, they won several national championships. They were a perennial national champion under a coach by the name of Pete Carroll. I think Pete Carroll, I don't know how many years in a row he had him there in that championship game. Today it's the Alabama coach Saban, Nick Saban, that's kind of the Pete Carroll of today. And USC put a lot of players in the pros, and it was one of the greatest winning programs of all time. And yeah, you can say, well, there were some indiscretions there, and they're still paying the price for the indiscretions. But all in all, I mean, you have to hand it to Pete Carroll. The guy put wins on the board, didn't he? He put fans in the seats. He won several national championships. And you say, well, you know, okay, so they probably provided him with some really good scouts. They had a big budget. They play in the LA Coliseum and they attract big name players and whatnot. But the proof in the pudding is Pete Carroll finally left USC and he went to Seattle. And those listening on KKOL today are very aware that he has come to Seattle. And what is Seattle this year? 10 wins and 1 loss. I think there's something to be said for Pete Carroll and his methodology of coaching football. He wins where he goes. How many times have you heard me talk about CEOs of companies and the difference? Let's say there's 10 different restaurant stocks. A couple of them are huge winners and the rest are just mediocre. The difference is the management. I mean, that's obvious. Yeah, they can have good food and everything, but somebody decided what to put on that menu. Somebody decided how to cook it. Somebody decided how to serve it, how to present it, how to advertise it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they have good management teams, and you want to invest in those types of management teams. There's a shortage of good management teams, aren't there? I have never seen a year in the NFL where there's so much mediocrity. I mean, former good teams have just turned sour this year. We're heard in Atlanta. The poor Atlanta Falcons have just turned into a sour team. They must have hit a new low yesterday, losing to, was it Tampa Bay that they lost to? How about Houston Texans, who were like 10-1 or 11-1 a year ago, 2 years ago, and now they're just, you know, doormats. There's a lot of mediocrity out there. And there's also a point to be made there that best stocks now don't always remain best stocks now, do they? Sometimes they go into transition like the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Oakland Raiders or other teams, Baltimore Ravens. Weren't the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl champions last year? Now they can't even beat the Chicago Bears in overtime. So my point is number one, investing in good management. And number two, staying on top of that investment. Because sometimes good management turns into bad management for whatever reason. Or other companies come along. I mean, look at the case of Pete Carroll in Seattle. They weren't the king of their division. What are they in? The division with the 49ers? The 49ers were dominating that division. Now Seattle's on top of that division. So you kind of had to change your portfolio around there. There's a new king at the top. Look at Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was a big winner in Indianapolis. Well, they thought Peyton Manning was done. Sent Peyton Manning. He's no longer a best quarterback now, which they've said about many of my stocks. How can Priceline continue to hit new highs? How can MasterCard continue to hit new highs, Gunderson? It's been hitting new highs for the last 3 or 4 years. I'll tell you why it's going to continue to hit new highs. They're going to continue to hit new highs because they have good management. They have proven management teams that know how to put money in shareholders' pocket. Just like Peyton Manning knows how to throw the football and run a football team on the field. You know, I compare Peyton Manning and the poise and the total control of the situation and the accuracy that he has with San Diego's quarterback. I watched the Chargers play Miami, and I see Phillip Rivers barking out commands and dancing all over, telling this guy where to go and that guy where to go, seemingly changing the play at the line of scrimmage. I don't know. But he comes off as being frantic, and he comes off as having no poise or no confidence in himself. We're 4-6. Seattle's what, 10-1? Denver is 9-1. There's something to be said for management and the person that leads the companies that you invest in. And avoiding mediocrity. How about all these teams that try to shake things up and they just bring in more mediocrity? One mediocre management team replaces another mediocre management team. And the proof in the pudding that management is hard to find, look at the 3,700 stocks that I follow at any given time, there's only 200 or 300 at the top of the heap that I'm interested in. The other 90%, mediocre. I mean, they have the chance to rise up into that top 200 or 300 at some point in time, that top tier. But something's got to happen. Some kind of catalyst has to happen. And I know they're at the mercy of economic conditions, but that all plays into it. I've seen good management team that have rolled right through bad economic conditions because they're good management teams. So my point is investing in the best. Yeah, get Peyton Manning to run your portfolio. He'd probably do a heck of a good job. The guy's got poise, and he wins wherever he goes. And the same could be said about Pete Carroll. Where are those best management teams now? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, with the Dow flirting with 16,000, are we seeing the top in the market? Well, let's look at a little bit of history here. In 2009, just 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago, the Dow got down to 6,700. In 2009, it went on to hit 7,000 and 8,000. And I suppose at that time you could have argued, well, we're up, 1,400 points off that 6,600 level. This looks like a top to me. In 2010, the Dow hit 9,000. Then it went on to hit 10,000 for the second time. I mean, it had been there before. But these are new, fresh highs after that 2008 pummeling. And then in 2010, it went on to hit 11,000. And you could have made the argument then, and many did, that the Dow has peaked and it's hit the top. My newsletter kept you in the market. It kept you in from 7,000 to 8,000 to 9,000 to 10,000. To 11,000. 2011 comes along. The Dow went to 12,000 that year. It wasn't a great year for the market, but a new milestone was reached, 12,000. My newsletter and myself as a professional money manager kept you in the top. Why? Because that trend had not been broken. Now, there were times when I got real cautious along the way. I'm a market timer. I'm not a permabull. By any means, I always have my eyeballs in that rear view mirror looking to see what's creeping up on me. You know, prepared with the plywood and the nails and whatever else to batten down the hatches and hunker down until the storm passes. And storm clouds gathered on the horizons many times over the last several years during this 4 year, 8 month old bull. But every storm that gathered, sprinkled a little bit, little rain here and there, but nothing serious enough to board up and hide down in the basement. Here comes 2012, last year. Fiscal cliff, presidential elections, nasty politics, world problems. The Dow hits 13,000. And you could have said right before all of that fiscal cliff mess and all of that uncertainty that this looks like the top. In fact, if any of these tops looked like a top, that was the one that looked like a top. But it wasn't a top. And I kept you in during the fiscal crisis, during the fiscal cliff. I can still remember the graphics that I used in my newsletter of a guy on top of a mountain peering down into a deep, dark valley. And I said, is this fiscal cliff the end of this bull market? And I came to the conclusion once again that no, the bull was still intact. And the bull was still being delivered here on radio stations across America through the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. 2013, Dow 14,000, Dow 15,000. And then we've just flirted with and saw Dow 16,000. It came and went pretty quickly, but it was there. I saw it. I'm a witness to it. Raise my right hand in a court of law and testify to it. Is this the top of the market? Well, I think the first thing you have to ascertain is nobody knows where the top of the market is. Those people that thought it was 8,000 were wrong. Those people that thought it was 9,000 were wrong. Those people that thought it was 11,000 were wrong. The market doesn't always do what seems to be logical. 13,000. And, you know, and I hear this word bubble being thrown around. You know, the definition of a bubble is when asset prices are at ridiculous levels that can't be maintained, like single-family homes in 2007, and like dot-coms in the year 2000, and like commodities in the year, I'm thinking 2009, around there. Was that when the commodity boom happened? Or 2006, maybe? Those are bubbles. Those are valuation bubbles. And as I look at the market today, I don't think you can make a case. I've seen people write articles that this is a bubble. But when I look at valuations, when I dig down into the numbers, you have to have something concrete to sink your teeth into to call this a bubble. The market is currently trading at about 18 times forward earnings. Yes, that's higher than it was a few years ago when it was trading at 14 times forward earnings. But remember back in the year 1999 and 2000, the S&P was trading at 35 times earnings. Yes, it was way overvalued at that point in time. No, it's not cheap at this point in time, but it's not, you know, bubble-like territory by any means. Now, there are some individual bubbles that I point out from time to time in the market. Twitter would be an excellent example. Trading at 46 times sales. I see somebody put out a sell rating on Twitter today. Somebody has the guts to speak the truth out there. They give it a $35 target price, which is about where I'm at on the stock. And the stock's currently trading at 43. And there was a bubble in Tesla that has begun to pop. So there's individual bubbles out there. But I can't call this a market bubble. Is this the top? You know, a lot of times when markets pass major milestones, 10,000, 12,000, 15,000, 16,000, they do pause. Okay, we made it. Out of breath. Let's stop. Let's stop for lunch. Let's drink. Take a nice cold drink out of our canteen, and let's enjoy the scenery. Let's look back on what we've attained. I see markets do that all the time, so it wouldn't surprise me to see the market pause. But at the same time, we're coming off new all-time highs. We saw 1,800 in the S&P 500. And as I look at a chart of the S&P 500, I see a chart that's still hitting new highs. It's pretty hard to sell a new high. If you're selling new highs, you would have done that at 7,000, at 8,000, at 9,000, at 10,000, at 11,000. Now we're at 16,000. So that's not a very good reason to sell. Well, we're hitting new highs. This has got to be the top. It hasn't been the top. Now, you've been wrong for the last 4.5 years. I look at a NASDAQ that's hitting new highs. I look at a Dow that was kind of going sideways since May of this year. It couldn't get through about 15,700. It finally poked its head above there, just like I said it would. In last week's newsletter, 2 weeks ago, I said the Dow is struggling and going sideways right now, but I think that all-time highs are imminent. And guess what happened? Boom! Right through there, and now we're seeing all-time highs. So, you know what? From a big point of view, and we're going to get into the internals of the market, we're going to get into the skeleton of the market and the parts of the market that make up the market, because you have to be invested in the right parts. But as I look at the market right now, it would make little sense to say this is the top and sell everything and batten down the hatches. People would look at you like you're Noah or something. Well, Noah was right. That's not a good example. Anyways, this is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll come back, take a look at the internals of the market, but the bull, from a technical point of view, is still well intact.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour, investing in winners. We've talked a little bit about that. We use Pete Carroll and we use Peyton Manning as an example, as examples of winners. Hey, whatever they do something right. Other coaches would be good to model their programs a little bit over what Pete Carroll does. I don't know. Look at the national championships the guy won at USC. Then he takes his act to the pros, which I realize the second time around. He didn't do so well the first time around, but he obviously learned something along the way. He got better at his craft. And look what he's done to the Seattle Seahawks, who were kind of a doormat of a team there for a while. He's a winner. Peyton Manning washed up, right? Indianapolis ships him off. He shows up in Denver, in our division, the Chargers division, much to our chagrin. And he's a winner still. Investing in winners, investing in the best, avoiding the mediocrity, which pervades the NFL, which pervades baseball, which pervades the stock market. Mediocrity pervades the stock market. It's everywhere you look, there's mediocrity. There's mediocrity in the individual companies. There's mediocrity in mutual funds. There's mediocrity in ETFs. And there's mediocrity in my profession, people that manage money for others. The world is awash in mediocrity. Don't invest in mediocrity. Is Dow 16,000 the top? Well, only time will tell. I will say this, from a probability point of view, each time we hit a big milestone like this, it becomes less and less likely that we're going to hit another milestone, doesn't it? How many milestones have we used up now in our bag of milestones? We've used up 7,000. We've used up 8,000. We've used up 9,000, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Now, we may see some of these again on the way down, but for now, you would be guessing. Just like you would have been guessing at 10,000 that this was the top, well, you've missed a 60% run since then. And believe me, don't think that that's so far-fetched. There's a lot of people in my industry, newsletter writers, stock market pundits, professional money managers, hedge fund managers that have missed 11,000, 12,000, 14,000 because they're bears. It's defying what they think the world should be like. Well, you know what? You have to accept in the investment business what the world is and not what you think it should be. You can argue with the market all you want, but the market's going to win that argument every single time. And you can try to argue and make cases for bad stocks, and you're going to be wrong most of the time because the odds are stacked against you. Why not get behind proven winners? Doesn't mean there's no guarantee that they're going to continue to win. But it was more likely that Peyton Manning was going to go to Denver and succeed than fail and fall on his face. I remember when Joe Montana, remember they couldn't decide. It was Steve Young and Montana was starting to get a little bit older, and they shipped Montana off to Kansas City. If I'm not mistaken, he had a couple pretty good years in Kansas City left in him. Winners know how to win. They put winning programs on the field. They know how to run an offense. Same as coaching staffs and general managers and management teams. And the stock market is very much like that sport world. There's winners, there's losers, and there's a whole bunch of mediocrity. But you know what? It all begins with that big decision of being in or out of the market. And I've been in the market ever since 2009, and I'm a market timer. When I see what I don't like, I'm not going to stay on the long side of this market. But right now, I can't really say I see anything out there that really threatens this market at the current time. Next, we move into the asset classes. Much is said and much is made of asset allocation. And I listened to a guy on Saturday, and his entire message is diversification. He's built his entire practice around that, and more power to him. And people that want to adopt that philosophy and that strategy, I'm not going to talk you out of it. That strategy says you put so much in all the various asset classes. You really spread it out amongst short-term bonds, intermediate-term bonds, long-term bonds, small-cap stocks, mid-cap stocks, large-cap stocks, emerging markets, developed international markets, real estate, precious metals, commodities. You spread your assets far and wide. And you win by diversification. You can't get hit too hard in down markets. And on the other hand, you can't make a whole lot in up markets because there's always going to be some asset classes that are dragging you down. And a lot of years, it's a push. The bad asset classes offset the good asset classes. That's basically what's happened this year in 2013. If you're not in the stock market, if you're 50-50 stocks, bonds, you're having a very mediocre year. If you've got more in bonds than you do in stocks this year, you're having a very bad year. If you're highly tilted towards the stock market this year, you're having a great year. And the asset allocator would say, well, over time, it all works out. You know, you're just going to average your 5, 6, 7, whatever it is, percent per year. You take a look at a balanced mutual fund over the last 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, and see what they've done. I mean, that's kind of like the track record. And don't forget that the balanced mutual funds have had the wind at their back on the bond market side of things. They don't have that anymore. But then you can say, well, then my stock market returns will do better this year. I don't know. I don't know that the answer is diversification. You know what? It seems like maybe if you want a low maintenance type of thing and you want to be able to sleep at night to just spread it all out and see very little movement in your portfolio. And I think really the younger you are, the more this wide array of diversification hurts you, really, because you need that growth. You need to be a little bit more focused than spread all over the place. That's just my opinion, okay? Everybody in this business does things a little bit differently, and we all have our own opinions. And my opinion is strategically moving around amongst the asset classes as the market and world and economic conditions dictate. This has been a terrible year for world and international investing. And I've seen years that have been fantastic years for emerging and international investing. I've avoided emerging markets and international markets this year, and that's really helped my returns this year. Because my app and my ranking of the asset classes has told me that it's not the place to be. And even worse yet, this has been a terrible year for fixed income. Because we're in a rising interest rate environment. Now, here's my biggest argument against asset allocation. To me, the average Joe on the street knew that interest rates were going to go higher. But to say, well, you know what? Modern portfolio theory, MPT, states that I should be diversified. And that I should have a large percentage of my investment in this asset class that now has a headwind, a major headwind. I just don't understand that line of thinking. I have a hard time accepting that, staying planted in an asset class that I know is going to get clobbered. And it has been clobbered. It's been clobbered for the last year and a half. And I don't think that the conditions today, as we sit here today, and that's proven out by my ranking of the asset classes. I track 45 of them right now. I could put you 2% in every asset class out there. Or I could focus on the top 5 or 6, which is what I do. Here's the top 3: small cap growth, small cap value, small cap dividend. This is a small cap year. Some years, small caps are a horrible place to be. And I've seen years when small caps are the sweet spot in the market. And this is one of those years. And I've been heavily weighted in that small cap arena. You can get my newsletter. You can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and you can look at my aggressive growth portfolio, which is made up pretty much of all small and mid-cap stocks. And you can see the results that I've posted this year by being in the right asset classes. And those asset classes that have led us all year long are still in place today. It's still a large mid-cap U.S. market. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunnarsson. We're heard in many cities across the country Monday through Friday. And then, of course, the newsletter goes out every weekend. I got it out Friday evening this weekend. And the newsletter tells you what I think of the market at any given point in time. The newsletter has kept you in. It's a market timing newsletter. It's kept you in the market since Dow, 6,700. And all of these pundits that have said, don't be fooled, don't be sucked in, they've been wrong. And now here we are at 16,000. And is this the top? Well, nobody knows, but the market's still going strong. And until that trend line breaks, we're still in a primary uptrend. And another name for a primary uptrend is a bull market. Investing in winners. Well, there's a lot of stocks that are left behind by a bull market. There's a lot of mediocrity. I use the example of the NFL this year. I've never seen so much mediocrity. Teams that used to be good have just fallen on their face this year. It seems like somebody's going to limp into the Super Bowl this year. Unless, you know, with a handful. There's just a handful of superior teams in the NFL this year, unless they can keep that momentum and just kind of walk away with it. What happened to the Redskins? I mean, they were pretty good under RG3. What happened to Atlanta? What happened to Houston? And on and on and on, these former high flyers coming back down to earth. But investing in winners in the market and keeping your portfolio fresh with the winners in the market. That's another recurring theme here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Not trying to guess at the market. Instead, taking where the market is and dealing with it. You can make every excuse you want as to why the market shouldn't be trading at 16,000. But every excuse you make is wrong because it is trading at 16,000. You lose that argument. And everybody that's been telling you to avoid this market has cost you lots and lots of money. And they're still telling you to avoid this market. Instead of waking up and opening their eyes and smelling the so-called coffee and looking at the world around them, they're going to try to force the market into their way of thinking. And the market's not going to listen to them, and it's not going to listen to you. The market has a mind of its own. And it's going to do what it damn well pleases, whatever you think, right? I'm sure you have children like that. I think my mother would tell you I might have been one of these fellas, little fellas. But the market continues to hit new highs. The overall trend is still up. The primary uptrend is still there, which means it's a bull. The internals of the market have not changed this year. This year is still a small cap and mid-cap domestic market. If you're anywhere else in the market, you're not doing so good. You've watered down your returns. If you're in international and emerging markets or bonds or precious metals or anywhere else, Those are asset classes that aren't performing this year. They'll have their day in the sun again, and then you want to be invested in them. When will we know when that time comes? Well, I have a ranking system that I use on a daily basis, and it doesn't change very much. It spots these trends, and it rides these trends until these trends are over, because that small and mid-cap U.S. trend has been in place all year long, and the app has told me so, not to change my stance on the market. And lastly, those sectors in the market. What sectors have I been telling you all year long are leading this market? Well, let's look at this week's leading sectors, and that will remind you. The number one sector in the market right now is the pharmaceutical sector. For whatever reason, the conditions in the world are such that this particular industry, sector of our economy is flourishing. Maybe it's a more accommodative, easier FDA. I've seen the FDA just approve all kinds of things that used to take years. For that reason, the biotech sector is number three. I still own a lot of pharmaceuticals and biotech stocks if you look at my portfolios. And sandwiched in between them at number two is the internet sector, the Yelps, the Yahoos, the TripAdvisors, the Pandoras of the world. That continues to be a great sector to be invested in. And those continue to be your leading sectors in the market. Throw in a little bit of the healthcare stocks, which are kind of had the rug taken out from underneath them with all of these problems with Obamacare, but it's still an okay sector. And avoiding those worse sectors in the market, anything interest rate sensitive, anything foreign, those aren't the places to be. So anyways, I do my best to keep you in the right areas of the market. That's why it's called the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. That's why the newsletter is called the Best Stocks Now Newsletter. And that's why the app is called the Best Stocks Now App. We're striving to find those leaders, those winners, those companies that are flourishing in this not-so-good economy, this slow economy, yet there's companies that are absolutely flourishing and hitting new highs. And in my opinion, those are the ones you want to pay more attention to. You want to be looking for the very best stocks to invest in. Not the mediocre stocks, the very best stocks. And I see so many people arguing, what's wrong with Cisco with a 3% dividend? Is there anything wrong with that? Yeah, there is something wrong with it. It's a dog. It's a stock whose best days passed it 7, 8, 9 years ago. And there's a whole new crop out there of best stocks now. You can find them in my newsletter. I publish that every single weekend. And hopefully, if you open an account or move an account here, you'll start to see them showing up in your portfolio as I find them. One here, one there, one over here. I'm a very methodical, patient kind of guy. I don't throw all your money in and say, here you go. Here's your 35 stocks. And move on to the next guy. No, you go into that trading queue. Those people that are waiting to have their money deployed. And when I find things that I like on a daily basis, I deploy it. One stock at a time. One area of the market at a time. And pretty soon, if it's a good market, you're fully invested and you're participating and you're watching your stocks and you're watching them be maintained along the way. Anyways, we're pwstreet.com. We're also 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.